TH maybe, or maybe cosmology. Well, personalism, impersonalism. I wanted to say something about that, but now there are so many cars. just a moment, let me think and find a peaceful place, peacefuler. At least it's getting spring-ish. So the philosophy we have about life and the world, and the worldview we have based on that, of course, determines very much how we live here. Yes, you and me. Now there are two fundamentally different outlooks or ideas or philosophies about this world and life and everything. That you can call personalism versus impersonalism. It used to be people had a more personalist idea or understanding of the world. That is all based on and coming from and resting upon living being. God, or the Supreme Spirit, or Brahman, whatever name you have in different cultures. An original soul. Whom we are parts of, like the sun rays from the sun. And that's why we are persons, conscious, thinking, feeling, willing, loving. Hating, and so on. Of course, nowadays, to many people, that idea seems strange, that the source of all this, of us and the world, would be personal, living person or persons like we. Because we have been raised and trained, you could say, in a more impersonal kind of understanding. That the world, including us, original came from and thus originally is just some impersonal energy or even nothing. Some little building blocks of particles that are also ultimately lifeless and impersonal. Now, to many people today, that idea seems more reasonable, more scientific, and so on, while many kind of shun even the idea of this world and us having a personal source. They will say that is just religion and faith and not scientific at all, and therefore there's no reason for a rational, modern, enlightened person to believe in that. Yet we are somehow persons, right? And we take pride in being persons. In fact, being a person is very important to us, right? Each and every one of us is a person, and even these ones we call animals and so on, they are also persons. Of course, some people define person as a human being looking like this, we do. But a person is really a conscious, thinking, feeling, willing, living being who is unique from having their own individual personality. Distinguished from others, and that's of course what makes life fun and nice and worth living. So then, is it not strange that some of us human persons have come up with that such an idea that we and everything and everyone originally comes from something impersonal? Or even from nothing? Where does that idea come from? We may ask. And does it have any scientific backing or evidence in support of it? Or is it just one philosophy among others that someone came up with? And some or other managed to make popular. Well, maybe we can make an episode of Yellow like this. So let's look at the two. Where do we and everything and this world come from? God or some Big Bang? Again, many would just quickly say, well, God, it's religion, it's faith, it's unscientific. Big Bang is science. There's lots of evidence, scientific facts in support of the Big Bang. And to many, that's where it ends. And well, I'm so tired of this Big Bang crap. And well, although to some it may seem like an attractive and scientific theory that everything we see, all these countless planets and galaxies and all the life here and the wonderful order we find, is just once appeared for no particular reason and from no particular source, it seems. With just a big bang. But to me, it raises more questions than it answers. And to many it raises more questions than it answers. First of all, of course, what was there before the Big Bang? And what was it that exploded? What made it explode? And how could an explosion cause all this wonderful order that we find here? Now they say, those who believe in this theory, that there was a singularity, as it's called, basically an unlimitedly, infinitely small point with infinitely big mass, and or some state of existence where no laws of nature as we know them existed, where basically everything that we know and deal with scientifically cease to be or make sense or have any relevance. In other words, a state X that we simply don't know what it was and can't even imagine. In any satisfactory explanatory way, what it was. In fact, some even say that since everything was created with the Big Bang, and even time didn't exist before the Big Bang, and thus it's even the question of a beginning is irrelevant. So then, bam, and there was all of a sudden a complete set of laws of nature in place that was some or other enforced upon everything. And there was all of a sudden a whole bunch of energy and matter. In a big, completely chaotic cloud that all of a sudden in a few short billion years got to work to order itself into suns and planets atoms, molecules, quarks, this and that, protons, neutrons. and then on and on. Into a self-assembled universe to where we are today. Now, I have to say that after spending a lifetime almost employing my intelligence as good as I can, I find that this scenario raises basically unlimited questions and problems for how you can produce a complete cosmos like this, including us and everything we see here, from basically nothing. Then the idea of all of this being the created effort of God only needs to introduce one factor that may seem fantastic to us, namely God, a creative living being. And while that may seem like a big leap for some, to me it isn't, because we exist and we are conscious living beings who are creative. And we do exist. So why would then the idea of an original such being as us seems so far-fetched? If no life existed and no creative then it may seem far-fetched, but then there would be no one who would ask anyway. Okay, anyway, I'm just reasoning and I have no idea if this is any useful at all.